truth will make you free. John chapter 8, verse 32. Your heavenly Father is a God of truth. He is all-knowing. All truth comes from Him and leads to Him. You show that you value truth as you seek learning, live with integrity, and bravely stand for what you know is right, even if you have to stand alone.
Eternal truths. Heavenly Father wants His daughters and sons to always be learning. You have both temporal and spiritual reasons to seek and love learning. Education is not just about earning money. It is part of your eternal goal to become more like Heavenly Father. Living with integrity means that you love truth with all your heart, more than you love personal comfort, popularity, or convenience. It means doing what is right, simply because it is right. You have something precious to share. The gospel of Jesus Christ holds the answers to life's questions. It is the way to peace and happiness. You may not know everything, but you know enough to help others understand and value true, eternal principles.
Invitations. Always be learning. Look for opportunities to expand your mind and your skills. These opportunities can include formal education at school, or vocational training, as well as informal learning from sources you trust. Involve the Lord in your efforts, and He will guide you. As you learn about the world around you, learn also about the Savior who created the world. Study His life and teachings. Make seminary, institute, and personal gospel study part of your lifelong learning. Love the truth so much that you would never want to steal, lie, cheat, or deceive in any way. At school, at work, online, everywhere. Be the same faithful follower of Jesus Christ in public and in private. Be a light for others. Let your words and your actions reflect your faith in Jesus Christ. Prepare now for future opportunities to share His glorious gospel as a missionary and throughout your life. And be ready to tell anyone who asks you about the hope and happiness you feel.
Promised blessings. Education increases your ability to serve the Lord. It empowers you to bless others, especially your family. The more you learn, the more you can help build God's kingdom and influence the world for good. Honesty brings peace and self-respect. When your words and actions align with truth, you show that you can be trusted by other people and by the Lord. When you stand up for the teachings of Jesus Christ, He stands with you. Others may not agree with you, but your courage and sincerity will be noticed. Whether or not others follow your example, your testimony, confidence, and faith in Christ will grow.
Questions and answers. Is it wrong to have questions about the church? How can I find answers? Having questions is not a sign of weakness or lack of faith. In fact, asking questions can help build faith. The restoration of the gospel started when 14-year-old Joseph Smith asked questions with faith. Seek answers in the scriptures and the words of God's prophets, from your leaders and faithful parents, and from God Himself. If answers don't come right away, trust that you will learn line upon line. Keep living by what you already know, and keep seeking for truth.
How can I stand up for what is right without offending those who have different beliefs? Start by making sure your words and actions are inspired by love for God and His children. Sharing the gospel should not be done in a spirit of contention, but rather with clarity, meekness, and kindness. You can be loving toward others, even if you don't agree with their views.
See Matthew chapter 5, verses 14 through 16. Let your light shine. John chapter 14, verse 6. Jesus is the truth. 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 15. Be ready always to share your hope in Christ. Doctrine and Covenants, section 88, verses 77 through 80. Things the Lord wants us to learn. Section 93, Verse 36. The glory of God is intelligence. Section 124, verse 15. Integrity means loving what is right. Section 130, verse 18. Our intelligence will rise with us when we are resurrected.
Temple recommend question. Do you strive to be honest in all that you do?